Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush, if you feel led to stand.
Please bow with me. Dear God, we pause today to thank you for all the many wonderful things that you've given us. Thank you for this weather that we're experiencing. Thank you for this opportunity to live in this country. Thank you for this opportunity to be. Please be with us and make sure that we act in accordance with your wishes. In God's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please say the pledge with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order this morning, so we'll begin under County Commissioners Item D to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Voter Registration Day. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So, Ms. Patterson, would you like to come up to the front? And I'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas in September, we encourage all to register to vote and exercise the privilege we have to elect our leaders. There are millions of people of all ages living in communities throughout the United States that are aiming to organize voter registration drives, and we all share a responsibility to develop an interest in policies enacted at local, state, and national levels that affect our daily lives. And whereas getting the community involved in influencing public policies is essential if these policies are to meet the real needs of people who live in the community, and whereas National Registration Day is a nonpartisan civic holiday celebrating our democracy, and whereas members of many community civic groups are organizing a National Voter Registration Day on September 20th, 2022 for Jefferson County citizens to become more civically active. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County designates September 20th, 2022 as National Voter Registration Day, signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. Ms. Patterson?
Yes, sir. Do I come forward or do I talk now?
No, you can talk from there.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning to everyone, Judge Brannick and County Commissioners and everyone here. National Voter Registration Day, the 10th anniversary, as he said, is being celebrated today. For almost 28 years, Operation One Vote Incorporated has been encouraging and helping citizens to get registered to vote. We have done this by having voter registration drives in apartments, homes, churches, stores, at school summits, forums, rallies, and et cetera. Anywhere we can get to register voters, we were there. For the last 10 years, we have partnered with organizations, churches, sororities, fraternities, and different other types of organizations to register people to vote and to recognize National Voter Registration Day. Generally, and most times at the candidates forum that we host each election. National Voter Registration Day is a nonpartisan civic holiday established by the National Association of Secretaries of State on September 25th in 2012. They established the fourth Tuesday of September as their official day for National Voter Registration Day. Now, I realize that this Tuesday is not the fourth Tuesday, and I don't know why they didn't do it on the fourth Tuesday this year, but that's their typical day. Their goal is to focus attention on the importance of registering people to vote and voting in our democracy. Many organizations this year have organized to bring awareness to voter registration, ballot initiatives, and voting. And Operation One Vote is sponsoring this celebration and rally on this holiday to celebrate the 10th anniversary of National Voter Registration Day. Voter registration, as many of you know, is the key to ensuring that all Americans can make their voice heard in our elections. We know that if we're not registered, we cannot vote. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Patterson. We appreciate you being here today. And so for anybody that doesn't know, at 11 a.m., they'll be having an event down in the jury impaneling room to register people to vote who want to take part in that celebration. I think they're also going to have a light refreshment. So,
yeah, we're going to have Charlie's barbecue, chopped beef, chips, and a salt drink.
Great.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Patterson.
Excuse me, I have to go down and prepare for you all.
I understand. All right. Returning to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Base Seal International, Inc. from November 9, 2022 to November 8, 2023. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 to the contract for pest control services for Jefferson County, which will add service locations for Ben Rogers Visitor Center at 5055 Interstate 10 South at a rate of $21.67 per month, and add service for Jefferson County Service Center at 7789 Viterbo Road at $28.33 per month. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. All right, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for repairs to building from storm damage. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for purchase of a welding machine. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for fuel. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for the Service Center for additional costs for fuel and benefits in the amount of $53,500. Item E is consider and approve a budget amendment for the jail for additional costs for fuel and benefits in the amount of $50,000. Item F is consider and approve a budget amendment for the morgue for additional costs for contractual payments in the amount of $150,000. And item G is to receive and file the sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2023. Item H is to receive and file the victim information and notification everyday program service agreement with APRIS for the period September 1st, 2022 to August 31st, 2023, with the cost of the contract to be reimbursed by the Office of the Attorney General. Item I is to consider and approve a resolution for the 2023 Indigent Defense Formula Grant application. Item J is consider and approve acceptance of a 2022 Port Security Grant Program from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The federal award portion is $57,172 with a cost match of $8,589 to be provided by the Marine Division. Item K is regular county bills. Check numbers 498826 through 499094. Item L is consider and approve a 2020 Flood Mitigation Assistance Grant with Texas Water Development Board for the elevation of 5 homes in Jefferson County. The grant amount is $1,010,727.90 with no match. Item M is to discuss submitting a request to the General Land Office to change the construction method for Project Ditch 110B from the contract to force account labor, provided by Drainage District Number 6. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion. And I will just say, Patrick, go ahead and talk about that ditch 110B. We have was originally going to be done by a contract, and so we've got a letter being submitted to Terry Spencer, the grant manager for CDBG funds at the Texas General Land Office, to request that force account labor be utilized to accomplish that project.
Yeah, we had put that out for bids and received bids on that and weren't able to hold the low bid at what the budgeted grant budget amount was, which is roughly $699,000, $700,000. I think the second bidder was a little bit more. And so outside of our budget for the grant, Doug Canant with DD6 reached out to me and asked, could we pursue this route of doing it with their force account labor and try to keep within that $700,000 grant budget amount by using the force account labor through DD6. If this is approved by GLO, which we anticipate it will, we'll need to do an inter-local agreement with DD6 to outline what costs are going to be done by DD6. You know, who's going to do the purchasing of the, I think it's a culvert-type project, box culverts.
Okay.
So whether they're going to handle it all, but we need to make sure it lines out that they follow the federal guidelines of the grant.
Right.
Just as long as everybody's in accordance with 2 CFR.
Do we know where ditch 110B is?
I do not know where that
it's
is.
It's over in the south end of Beaumont.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm trying to think. It's the lady's name that's attached to that. Lady's name on the street. Lady's first name on the street. But in any event, it's to help with getting drainage out to the likes of which we experienced primarily in hurricane or in tropical storm Imelda. And
it's a big ditch.
Will be part of the project, a larger project, which is more like a $50 million project to get water out of that area over to the Neches River.
Judge, is that what we're trying to run, you just said, to the Neches River?
Yeah, it's part going to be a larger, more expensive project, which they're also applying for funding for.
I need to have a town hall meeting, and they need to come and make sure that they talk to the people on that, because I sit in those meetings when they had that, and that hadn't come to the citizens over there.
Well, that's because they don't have the funding yet, but they will have public hearings whenever they get the funding.
We need to make sure I'll visit with
DD6. I think they've got in for brick grants, flood mitigation assistance grants, and hazard mitigation grants applications. So that is part of their plan, and I assume it's going to stay part of their plan now that Mr. Canance is the interim director over there. It would be good to hear from them.
Yeah.
And I will ask about it tomorrow, because I have a meeting with TxDOT and DD6 tomorrow afternoon.
I'll be meeting with them.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, Adam A is conduct a public hearing regarding an amendment to the property tax abatement agreement with Coastal Caverns LP regarding phases 1 through 5 of that project pursuant to the Property Tax Code Chapter 312.401. EDSEC and the merger of Coastal Caverns LP into Energy Transfer Spindletop LLC. Do I have a motion on that item?
I'll move.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Public hearing is now open for the purpose of receiving any comment on this particular amendment to that abatement agreement, which is basically Coastal Caverns was purchased by Energy Transfer Partners, so it's not changing anything about the contract other than the names of the owner of the project. Hearing nothing, the public comment is closed. Item B is considering possibly approve an amendment to the property tax abatement agreement for Coastal Caverns LP regarding phase 1 through 5 of that project pursuant to 312.401, EDSEC of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the collective bargaining agreement between Jefferson County and the Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association for the period October 1st, 2022 through September 30th, 2025. Item E is to receive and file a second amendment to the property tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur LNG Sempra pursuant to property tax code 312.401 at SEC I'm going to skip over F through J. And item K is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the Edward Byrne Justice Assistance Grant Program Award for fiscal year 2022. Do I have a motion and second on items B, C, E, and K? Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Item F is to conduct a public hearing on property tax increase for the 2022-2023 budget year. The proposed tax rate is 0.363184, which is 0.025012 above the no new tax rate. So we're required by law to hold this, so there's no correct motion or second required. So the public hearing is open. Anybody wishes to make comment?
Judge, I would say on each one of those items, we need to take them separately as we're doing.
Yeah, I okay will.
All right, perfect.
Okay, hearing no comment, this public hearing is closed. Item G is considering approval order to adopt a tax rate of 0.363184 cents per $100 valuation, which is 0.343268 for maintenance and operations and 0.019916 for debt service. Do I have a motion on that item?
Your Honor, I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of tax rate of 0.363184, which is effectively a 7.40% increase in the debt.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. I will. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to make a note that I know he had to read it as by law, but this tax rate is the same tax rate that we've had last year, and the only reason it talks about an increase is because people's valuation of their homes is going up by that amount, not the tax rate itself.
Any others?
And I said that, am I correct in the way I said that?
Part of the increase, but part of it is from a, you know, you have to do a no new tax revenue calculation, which is basically, if you all remember, used to be called the effective tax rate.
Right.
So that's 7.5%. That's that amount, that's that percentage that's over your, it's called the no new tax rate, but let's say effective tax rate from last year. That's the calculation.
So assume we
have no new revenue tax rate.
You have the same tax rate as last year.
Yeah, so assume we pass this, it's the same tax rate.
Yeah,
no, values, no increase from the county.
Right. Your values stay the same, your county taxes are the same.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item H is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed 2022-2023 Jefferson County budget, which we're required to do by law, so we'll open this public hearing. Anyone who has anything to say about the budget may approach the lectern. Or if you're online, you will need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Okay, hearing no comments, this public comment session is closed. Item I is to adopt the 2022-2023 budget. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under item J is to consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And moving on to county treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for August 2022, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is considered an approved wire for $60 to cover safekeeping fees from Wells Fargo Securities for the month of August 2022. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by who? Okay, discussion. No, I did that one earlier.
I slip it.
Okay. Mr. Hallmark?
Yes, Judge and Commissioners, we had a stellar month. We made over $293,000 in one month. Wow. That hasn't been done probably since 2007, 2008, maybe. I mean, Sabine Navigation, who is also under our contract, they made over $200,000. They made around $212,000. Even DD3 made $2,500, which is way out there for them. And, you know, the thing about DD3 is that the benefit to them is that they're under our contract, which means that's a great benefit to them because they would have a hard time getting the terms that they're getting if they were to go out on their own. So, you know, everybody's benefiting, even DD6 as well. So, good for everybody.
Good job.
And the weighted average yield is, I didn't have my report this week.
The weighted average yield is 3.132. Now, we had a agency that was in 4% range, and they called it. So, I mean, we're going to keep putting them out there. You know, they get called. It just happens.
With it, and they're laddered correctly?
Yes, sir.
And longest maturity date is?
A little over 2 years. Everything now is under 2 years. I mean, we're not going out 3 years. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, the rates, it's not any benefit to go out 3 years. And, I mean, you don't want to chase, you know, 10 or 15 basis points for another year.
No, the yield curve flattened significantly.
Yes, they have.
We want to compliment you for doing a great job, man.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the plat of Boudreaux Place, 4.763 acres of land, a replat of part of lots 4 and 5, block 14, Orange Farms, Jefferson County, off of 365 and Precinct 2, located in the City of Port Arthur, ETJ, and has met the City of Port Arthur's and Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under environmental control, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve environmental control's application for the NEHA FDA Retail Flexible Funding Model Grant Program, which is a fully funded grant request in the amount of approximately $26,500, for which requires no grant match from the county. Item B is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel to Denver, Colorado for Angela Caraway on November 7th through November 10th, 2022 for the retail program standards, NEHA, FDA, RFFM mentorship program meeting funded by NEHA as part of the mentorship grant we received at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
I would just like them to give us an update on it since I don't know that much about this grant.
Somebody here from environmental? Ron?
Come back from the training.
I'm sorry. Texas used to have its own food code, TEFR. They since adopted FDA, so this grant helps us get caught up to the standards that they require us to do. It's bought computers, equipment, safety equipment, things like that to help us get to where we need to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Conley. All right. That concludes our regular agenda. Is there anyone who wishes to make public comment with respect to any items that were on the agenda? If so, the lectern is open, as well as if you're online, you can press star 6 to unmute your line.
Nothing about the agenda, Judge and Commissioners. Bobby Patterson's up here today, and I do appreciate the county recognizing Operation One Vote. Most of you commissioners and even persons running for office have benefited from the work that Operation One Vote has done. She's been doing it for a long time, and it's a quiet storm of getting people to vote, especially against the tide now of the suppression of vote coming out of Austin. I would hope that all of you commissioners and all of you running for office would help to stem the tide against voter suppression, because it is a right the privilege that was fought for. A lot of people died for it. I want to thank Bobby Patterson. I know she's gone now. I don't want to stand in your way of 11 o'clock because between me and you is barbecue, so I understand that. So, but the second thing is I'm going to talk to my commissioner privately, but I want you all to know that TxDOT is planning on closing 29 and 30 crossovers on Highway 90. I'm an emergency responder, and that's going to greatly impact our capacity to respond to incidents in the China area. So I hope that TxDOT would change their view on closing those turnarounds, because seconds save lives. And if we have to go another 2 or 3 miles to turn around to go back another 2 or 3 miles, that's 4 miles in 5 or 10 minutes, and we could lose a life. So it's more than just closing turnarounds, it's saving lives. I hope you will look at that very closely, try to get some more information from TxDOT or their reason for trying to close it. What I've heard is, as a new guy, less than probably the age of your boots you have on today, that's trying to close the turnarounds and trying to get a name for himself, but it's a bad way to do it.
It's going to be part of our discussion tomorrow afternoon at DD6 with TxDOT. It's going to be that Highway 90. You're not the first person who's brought that issue up to me.
All right. Well, I won't be the last either.
But thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Laurie,
anything further?
Yeah, I got something. Laurie, you know, I'm a guy that like to squash any rumor mill, and it was brought to my attention that we may have a problem with curbside voting. I came to you before court, so I want to give you an opportunity to make sure we squash any of that unnecessary talk.
Correct.
Yeah, before.
There will be no problem with curbside voting. We have ordered individual carts. I believe I may have mentioned earlier that the express votes we're going to have in quad carts. One cart will hold 4 express votes for the voters to vote once they come into the polls. For every polling location, we have ordered an individual cart that will hold an express vote machine on it, and it's on rollers, and it will be rolled out to the cars and used to vote. We are asking that people come to curbside voting who need curbside voting. We've had complaints in the past where people will come up and curbside vote who could easily park and walk in. The way the law is written, the two people from both parties have to go out with the curbside voting machine and witness or be there while that voter votes curbside, and it takes 2 people out of the polling location to do that, and it makes the line go a little slower. So we're asking that people curbside vote who really need curbside voting, and there are a number of our citizens that do, and we want to make it as easy for them as possible. We don't want to waste our poll workers' time for people who could easily park and walk in as well. So, but there should be no problem at all for curbside parking.
I'm not to address any individuals that a precinct judge may think can walk. I just want to make sure that we had curbside voting for the citizens of Jefferson County. That's
we'll
all
have
that
a
matters.
Single cart for every single voting location.
Thank
Is this a time I could kind of give you all an update of where we are on voting? May I go ahead and do that now?
Yes, ma'am.
We have sent out a little over 2,800 mail ballots to our vendor to print and put in the mail. We're certain that those will be in the mail on October the 4th. That is the number of mail ballots that we've had as of Tuesday, and that's around 400 more than we had mailed out for the May 24th election. We anticipate a few more applications coming in, and we'll get those out to the next scheduled mail out date will be October the 11th. I wanted to kind of give you all some statistics. We're patterning our election in November after the 2018 election. We're using those voting numbers as kind of a guideline, knowing that this one may be a little bit more, but I wanted to give you those stats. So in 2018, we had 75,000 people vote. This year, right now, we have 147,000 registered voters. So that was a pretty good turnout, a little over we're using those numbers for this year, that's a little over 50% turnout, which is better than what we had in March. In March, we had 30,000 people vote. So we're anticipating we're going to have more people vote this time. Of the 75,000, 5,000 were mail ballots. So if you look at the number of people who voted in person, it was around 70,000. 53,000 of those voted early, which meant, you know, roughly close to 20,000, less than 20,000 voted on election day. And that's kind of shocking when you think about it. Of the 53,000 that voted early, 15,000 of them voted at Rogers Park. And we want to emphasize to our citizens, and we are through social media and on our some of our TV work we've been doing, that we have vote centers and people can vote anywhere in the county. It doesn't matter where they live. Talking to other county clerks, this is kind of something that's, it's a phenomenon of counties that go to vote centers. They find that the majority of the people only vote in a handful of locations, even in Fort Bend County. They still gravitate to about three or four locations to vote. It's just kind of an interesting food for thought. Anybody else have questions for me?
Thank you. All right. If there's nothing further, it's 11:10 a.m. We are adjourned.
53,000 early.